WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Night League playoff action is going on tonight for Hometown League Baseball, and they're playing the first round of the Night League playoffs tonight, and games that'll be played include Dodgeville at Ashton, Sun Prairie at Verona, Black Earth at Cambridge, and that game is going to be played at Fort Atkinson, Middleton at Reedsburg, Arena at Evansville, and Wyota at Jefferson. Bowling season is just around the corner. The Bowling Association and leagues have scheduled their meetings. The Greater Richland USBC Bowling Association will have their annual open meeting on Monday, August 12th at 6:30 at the Phoenix Center. All bowlers who are in leagues at the Phoenix Center are encouraged to attend. They need a quorum to conduct business. Officers will be selected, rule changes will be explained, and the city tournament will be scheduled. The Major League, which bowls on Mondays, will have their meeting on Monday, August 12th, immediately following the association meeting. The Merchants League, which bowls on Wednesdays, will have their meeting on Wednesday, August 14th at 6 at the Phoenix Center. The All-Star League, which bowls on Thursdays, will have their meeting on Monday, August 19th at 6:30 at the Phoenix Center. League members are encouraged to attend their respective meetings. Each league sets their schedule for the season, determines their budget, and votes on any rule changes. Make your voice heard and attend your league's meeting. Contact your league secretary if you have any questions. New teams and new individual bowlers should attend a meeting to become a member. All leagues have room for more bowlers. Milwaukee rookie Jackson Churio hit a two-run home run, part of a six-homer 20-hit barrage by the Brewers as they swept the Atlanta Braves with a 16-7 victory today. This was just the fourth sweep of the Braves for the National League Central leading Brewers and second in Atlanta. The other was in 2016. The Braves, who gave up 36 hits over the past two games and were outscored 34-12 in this series, are on a five-game losing streak after Thursday. The Brewers also received home runs from William Contreras, Garrett Mitchell, Willie Adames, and Jake Bowers. And the Brewers will be in action again tomorrow. They'll be back home, and they'll be hosting the Cincinnati Reds. Tomorrow's game, the first pitch will be at 7:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game tomorrow evening on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. And the pregame for that contest will be at around 6:35. Wisconsin will host the Fox version of College Game Day this coming season. Big noon kickoff comes to Camp Randall Stadium on September 14th. The Badgers are winless, 0-5 in games that host the program. This is the third time that the network has come to Madison. Improving the record may be difficult because the UW's opponent will be the Alabama Crimson Tide. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. Wednesday's training camp practice for the Packers was cut short when wide receiver Christian Watson was hurt during a two-minute drill. Watson went high for a pass and took some time to get to his feet. He did walk off the field without assistance. The 25-year-old standout has suffered multiple injuries during his short career, mostly involving his hamstring. The first week of joint practices at NFL training camps have already included one player getting carted off the field and two teams getting fined $200,000 each for excessive fighting. Those events lend credence to the notion that the joint practice sessions don't need to last longer than one day. The idea is growing in popularity. Over two-thirds of the scheduled joint practice sessions this year are one-day affairs. Nearly 80% of the 2023 joint practices lasted 2 days. And they scored 6 points in 2 seconds, and that's just And just like that, against what looked like overwhelming odds, the U.S. Olympic team was on its way to a comeback, to a win, and to another Olympic gold medal game. Stephen Curry scored 36 points, including a go-ahead three-pointer with 2:16 left, and the U.S. will play for gold in the Paris Olympics on Saturday night after beating Serbia 95-91. The U.S. trailed by 17 points in the first half, plus faced an 11-point halftime deficit, the biggest one successfully overcame by an American team since NBA players were added to the Olympic mix in 1992. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.